In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. From time to time, people ask themselves, what is God like? If someone were to ask you this question, I wonder what you would say in reply. St. Peter is recorded as suggesting that we should all be prepared to give an account of the hope that is in us. But despite our faith, we become cautious and shy when asked to define who or what God is. A churchwarden once suggested to me that Trinity Sunday is there to test the clergy. And it is true that if you ask someone to preach on this feast, they tend to assume that you are trying to avoid it. And so, if you think that Trinity Sunday seems to require Christians to become like the White Queen in Alice Through the Looking Glass, who made a habit of believing six impossible things before breakfast, then you wouldn't be alone. But if the doctrine of the Holy Trinity, the idea or understanding that God is three in one, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is so crucial to our faith, how might we begin to understand it? I think that there are three ways of doing this. Firstly, to say something about the way in which the understanding came about. Secondly, to explore the way in which it was experienced by the early church. And finally, to see how today's gospel reading, the story of Nicodemus' encounter with Jesus, speaks to this occasion. Of course, any definition of God is an attempt to describe the indescribable. The books of Job and Isaiah emphasize the ignorance of human beings in the face of God's creative power and the need for humility instead of confident claims to knowledge of God and his ways. Where were you when I laid the earth's foundation, says God in Job. The philosopher Wittgenstein identified the limitations of human language, inadequate even to describe the aroma of a cup of coffee. And G.K. Chesterton suggested that we should let our religion be less of a theory and more of a love affair. Yet, this would be a very curious feast indeed if its only achievement is to acknowledge what we do not know. What is clear is that the early church encountered God in a new way that led them to begin to define him in Trinitarian terms. This was the result of two historical events. Firstly, having to come to terms with the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, in whom they had seen the presence of God. And secondly, there was the event of Pentecost, when, in accordance with Jesus' promise, they experienced the coming of the indwelling Spirit, one whom Jesus had spoken of in personal terms. So their journey with Jesus and the coming of the Holy Spirit revealed to them the deep yet distinctive relationship between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the threefold God. It is worth trying to understand because, as the Orthodox theologian Callistos Ware says, the final end of the spiritual way is that we humans should also become part of the life of the Trinity, to enter into the community of God. The Greeks speak of a perichoresis, a divine round dance that as Christians we are always being invited to join, to take the extended hand which beckons us. God is not just unity, but community. Woody Allen was once asked, can you define what life is all about? And he said, no, but I can dance it for you. We have much to learn from the Church of the East, for when faced with the impenetrable mystery of God, the instinct of the East is to bow down and worship, whereas the instinct of the West is to reach for a microscope and attempt to analyse what is going on. In seeking to understand the variety of ways in which we encounter the reality of God, we can discover his life through our study of the scriptures, or sense the unique presence of God in the celebration of the Eucharist, or pray to God, the Father, through the Son, by the Holy Spirit, and find ourselves united with him in concern for the world, the God with whom we might discern the part we can play in resolving the world's need. For prayer is participation in the life of God. And then we come to Jesus' encounter with Nicodemus, the Pharisee, a member of the Sanhedrin Council and leader of the Jews, who came, John tells us, to Jesus by night. In one sense, Nicodemus is no different to anyone today who asks, what is God like? By education and by status, he should have known better, but his saving grace is that he is a seeker after the truth, even though scrambling around in the darkness to find it. In John's Gospel, no detail is insignificant, and coming to Jesus under cloak of darkness indicates both Nicodemus's caution about being seen to speak with Jesus and his ignorance in not grasping who he is. But as a calculated risk taker and truth seeker myself, I am drawn to Nicodemus, who had much to lose by his nocturnal pursuit of Jesus. Jesus makes their encounter almost comic. He declines to make it easy for one who claims the authority of a religious teacher and who therefore should know better. But what he tells Nicodemus is that to see and enter the kingdom of God requires an experience akin to a new birth, being born again. But what had drawn Nicodemus to seek Jesus out was not a desire for definition and detail, but some sort of confirmation that in the person of Jesus, here is God in human form, what St. Paul calls the image of the invisible God, something described by the priest and poet Mark Oakley in this way. So vital is this unveiling of the Holy One that we name ourselves Christian because our God is known most intimately through an encounter with Christ, and that after this, every other discovery is simply blessing. The Feast of Holy Trinity recognizes that for each of us, God is a question long before becoming a certainty. It affirms that God does not play hide and seek with us, but wants to be known and invites us through Jesus to seek him in order that he may be found, opening our hearts to him in prayer in a relationship of trust and simplicity. It is an adventure that is not always easy, but in our search for God, we are not left entirely to our own devices. For God, after speaking at many times and in many ways, has now spoken his final word to us in Jesus Christ and sent the Spirit into our hearts, whereby we call him Father. Trinity of love, gathering creation in bonds of mutual care, through the waters of baptism, may our relatedness be reborn in justice, mercy, and peace through Jesus Christ, who is always with us. Amen.